Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number two of the program. We got a full four for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We got a full four for you.
Full deck.
By the way, holy mackerel, shame on us. We have not mentioned one, and rightfully so. I mean, let's call it what it is. The Cowboys were a dumpster fire last night. And I don't want to hear anybody, oh, see, this is what you guys do, talking bad about Pickens and Ferguson, and when they play well, you'll start loving them up. Well, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to love up the fact that neither one of them helped you win last night? I mean, make a decision, folks, okay? Decide how you want to be as fans. If you're a fan, I almost want to do Fatties on the phone early tonight because I'll tell you what, you guys are, you're talking out of both sides of your ass, all right? You're talking out of both sides of your ass right now.
I agree.
Okay?
It's going to be volatile than that. I already know.
I mean, everybody was ready to ship out CeeDee Lamb 2 weeks ago.
Everybody.
Okay?
We only need GP. Get rid of CD.
Give him all the money. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you know the amount of people online, on our text line, callers, doesn't matter. Why hasn't Jerry done the deal yet? Why can't Jerry just go ahead and sign Pickens? What is he waiting for? I mean, I looked through an Instagram post of the Cowboys. Every single comment, probably 45 comments, every single one. It had nothing to do with the team. It was like they were doing a social media thing. Sign George Pickens. Sign him now.
Yeah.
Why are you going to wait to the offseason?
Well, number one, do you know who his agent is? David Mulligetta.
You think
David
he's running to the table?
Ain't doing, look, first of all, and you would think that you folks, and again,
we're not saying you personally, just Cowboys fans
in as a whole, everybody. Okay. Did you not learn anything about how David Mulligetta operates with the whole Micah Parsons?
He ain't doing in-season deals. He ain't taking discounts.
Not doing in-season deals. It would be agent malfeasance. If you did a deal right now for George Pickens.
Yeah, because Mulligetta said, oh, every week another $5 million.
Another $5 million.
Two and a half, whatever.
Did that number, plateau last night? Maybe. All right. Now, the next four games are going to loom large for George Pickens.
How much money did he lose last night?
I don't think he lost any money last night. I don't think he lost any money last night. I think we're also.
I would disagree. I think he did. I think whether it's with the Cowboys or another team, I think he lost some money last night. I think a lot of coaches and a lot of teams, as much as George Pickens is an uber athlete and can take over games, they saw, just like you said in the opener, big playoff game, big time moment on the road, CD's out, can you step up? And I'm sure all the NFL teams were watching for the most part, at least a representative, and going, in a big game like this is what I'm going to get if I pay you $100 million?
Well, look, I don't disagree with anything you said, and maybe you're not wrong as far as did he lose some money last night. I would just say...
Because if he just goes... Say he just goes off. They go 3-1 to finish the season, but he gets 100 yards, a touchdown every game. I think that this game yesterday outweighs him doing that the rest of the season. People are going to remember yesterday more than they remember these next four games, even if George has 100 yards and a touchdown every game. People are going to remember the lack of effort on a standalone game when everybody was watching, playoff-like atmosphere, for better or worse.
I don't disagree. I mean, we saw Pittsburgh George Pickens last night. Okay.
Like, when you talk to people in the offseason, George Pickens is great. I'm so glad we paid him. Whether you're a Cowboys fan talking, a Raiders fan, a Patriots fan, what do you think his number one hater is going to say? Or the naysayers
couldn't step up when the moment mattered the most.
You gave him $125 million. You saw what happened when it really mattered. Oh, you guys won games against the Vikings when both teams were out of the playoffs. But when you played the Detroit, you remember what happened? CeeDee went out. I mean, I would say that if I was against, I'm for Pickens, and I think Pickens should stay here next year.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that was an aberration last night.
I'll tell you what, though, to your point, I'm not. I mean, I think I would just give him a 1-year deal.
I mean,
I don't know that he's going to sign that.
He's a prime candidate for the franchise tag right now.
No, he was a prime candidate for the franchise tag before last night, but I think last night solidified it. I think his antics afterwards on social.
I really hope that's fake, man. I hope it is. Everyone's retweeting it and sharing it, so it's making me feel like it's not by the second. I'm just hoping it's fake. Because why would you do that? Like, you wrote, like, it's not even, because even if you write a little cryptic one sentence or two, it's up to us to kind of read in between the lines. He meant this. He meant that.
You can live with that.
You made your thoughts pretty clear if that was you.
I mean, you called out. I mean, you know, on one hand, you said, okay, it's a team game. Everybody, this happens. I don't think we're giving enough credit, though, to the Detroit coaching staff. I mean, Detroit, hey, they made it clear. Look, they decided we are not going to let George Pickens beat us, and we are going to make the rest of you guys beat us. Now, did they luck out? Because here's the thing. We'll never know if that strategy would have paid off in the long term if CeeDee doesn't get knocked out of the game.
Let's get the text line involved. 877-881-1053.
Ooh.
877-881-1053. The Franklin.
You watching this North Texas Tulane game, by the way? You watching this North Texas Tulane game, by the way?
Yes, our mean green probably aren't going to be too happy.
We're fine, bro. What quarter is it, the first?
Yeah, your boy Mestermaker just got plowed into the dirt.
Is it what quarter is it?
I think it's the second.
Text in right now if you want to sign George Pickens long-term in the offseason. It's a yes or no question. Yes, I think last night was an aberration, Blake and Fred, and I want to sign him long-term. No, what I saw last night, I do not want to sign him long-term, and I either want to franchise tag him or not bring him back in the offseason. I am of the belief where I still want to have George Pickens here long-term. When I say long-term, though, I do not mean 5-6 years, mega deal, top of the market.
Oh, hell no.
I'm doing no more than 3 years with me getting out of it in year two. That's me. I think he deserves money, and I think he deserves high-dollar money. But as far as I'm less worried about the money and more worried about the years with Pickens. I would not sign into no 4-5 year deal, 3 years max, and then after 2 years I can get out of it. Because I still think he's a very good receiver. Let's not get over our skis
overreacted.
But oh, he's not even worth the money. Just roll out Tolbert or Mingo and you'll be fine. I still want him on the team. Let's not let last night distract us from him being one of the best receivers in football, if not the best this year, behind JSN.
Can I stir the pot just a little bit?
Of course you can.
Don't we know this is who George Pickens is, though? Like, haven't we seen him give up on routes and not run crisply? Like, he is that kind of guy. He did it in Pittsburgh. He's done it here. So, again, our expectations to say that. Now, do I like it? No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not advocating for him to keep doing it. But he's been a guy who he gives up at moments.
Would you say that's what I asked Fred before we even started the show, or when we started the show? What you saw last night, did that look the same as you've seen George Pickens all year, or was last night different?
Yeah, last night was different, for sure.
So that's all I'm saying.
Which is fair.
Not 100% effort route runner in general.
Exactly.
If you've watched Pickens and kind of watched the All-22 and seen him run his routes, he's not a guy that sprints his routes. And I've texted Fred when they win games, I'm like, when Pickens ain't getting the ball, he ain't making it seem like he's getting the ball either.
No.
He's walking. He's not really blocking. But, brother, when you got 1,300 yards and, like, 8 touchdowns,
you live with it.
You can live with it. If you're Jalen Tolbert and doing that, no, we're going to roast you because you're not doing anything else. But Pickens, when it mattered most, effort-wise, I don't care if you fumble. It's going to happen. If you fumble, it's going to happen. Dropping a catch is going to happen. Jogging around on 3rd and 22 when the ball's coming to you, that is unexcusable. I haven't seen him do that this year.
Yeah, no.
Because we would have been called that out.
No, I think the Detroit and Dan Campbell and that coaching staff made a point that, and look, we don't know what they were saying out there. I think Detroit, Dan Campbell, and I don't know that we'd put enough stock into this. And he said something, I keep telling you, I got to find this audio because I listened to it after the game. When they went to the locker room after the game, and the first thing Dan Campbell said was, nobody tells us who the bleep we are. And there's...
In Detroit, man. That can't be understated enough.
Look, man, and you know what? As a former professional football player, like, Dan Campbell understood the magnitude of yesterday's game.
Everybody's picking Dallas.
And he kept saying, he goes, that was a hot football team we just played. And we went in there and we did what we had to do. Nobody tells us who the bleep we are. And that was just a combination of, A, you had a team that was locked in, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, say what you want about George Pickens and we can talk about, oh, no slander. Let me tell you something. Did he get outplayed by Amon Ross St. Brown last night?
Yeah.
Amon Ross St. Brown ran circles around George Pickens. See, here's the thing. I think
we can all agree George Pickens is more athletically gifted.
I would say. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Because
Amon Ross runs way better routes, but
Pickens is
just raw talent. Just throw me a football and I'll make a football play.
Is he naturally more gifted? Yes, I'll give you that all day. Absolutely. But as far as like, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Football.
Effort-wise, you got out-efforted last night because you had a guy who, A, wasn't supposed to be playing. It was a game-time decision. Boom, goes out
with
there.
With an ankle as a receiver.
With an ankle as a receiver on a week. Didn't practice all week. Boom, and outplayed George Pickens and then some. Jameson Williams, who's a little bit of a head case.
And who was kind of shut out in the first half.
Kind of a GP2 in a way, right? Guess what? He outperformed George Pickens last night.
His own receiver on his own team.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ryan Flannoy. So I don't want to hear any of this. Now, again, Jake Ferguson, awful last night. Okay? Jake Ferguson was awful. And look, can you make an argument that the offensive pass interference play was terrible?
Yes. That was horrendous.
Okay? That was a bad call.
That's a momentum swing. That was late in the game.
I feel like that was in the third quarter as
No, that was fourth quarter. That was fourth quarter late game.
Offensive pass interference?
Yeah, that was like 5-6 minutes left.
You sure?
That was late game, Fred. Because they only got like one more possession after that. That was late in the game. I want to say that was 5 or 6
Maybe
minutes left.
I don't know. That game, it's all blending in together. You had that. You had the hands to the face penalty on Aiden Hutchinson, which would have wiped out one of the better George Pickens plays. He was getting held on that pass interference. That puts you inside the 5-yard line. That changes the whole dynamic of the game at that point.
I don't even want to moan about the refs. One, because you didn't lose because of the refs. That OPI was bad, bad, bad on Ferguson on the swipe through. But, Cowboys fans, fair is fair. That got hit for a safety, and they didn't call it.
You know, when they replayed it.
Dak was in the end zone.
When they
I saw it live and the replay was in the end
they
zone. Said
that when they showed the one angle, the ball was outside of the goal line. So I could see, I mean, you know, could they have called it a safety? I don't know.
If we were against it, we would be screaming at the top of our lungs that it's not a safety.
I was happy that it went in the Cowboys' favor.
I was so confused. I was like, I don't know. That is not a safety, but I'll take it. Was that a makeup call? I don't know. It was a swipe through that every receiver
it was just
does.
A lot of, you know, I don't know who texted this out or tweeted this out today. I can't remember who it was, but I mean, officiating is just bad as a whole. It does, I mean, it's just, I don't care if you're a Chiefs fan, Cowboys fan, Lions fan, Eagles fan, it doesn't matter. NFL officiating sucks. And they, I mean, for $1 billion
and big
league,
swing
and
plays.
And huge fourth, swing plays.
It'll be like 3rd and 5, and their guy's Kai catches the game winning touchdown. OPI on the receiver who was standing on the sideline and accidentally touched the guy's face mask celebrating.
The NFL's got to do something. I mean, you know, we make a fuss about player safety.
You just have to sit with it. Game's over.
No, the NFL's got to make a decision on what they're going to do about this officiating because it is not good.
That's I'm not saying that's why we lost.
No.
We're just complaining in general.
The officiating sucked as a whole. I mean, it was bad for both sides. But, yeah, to your point, it wasn't that's not what cost you the game.
How many points you let up?
44.
44.
I mean,
you're not going to win very many football games like that, gentlemen.
I mean, you were down 19-27, and once again, your special teams, your special teams coverage was horrendous last night. I mean, Tyler Kennedy, Tim Kennedy, whatever his name was. Tom. I mean, it seemed like every time he touched the ball, I mean, they were starting, their average starting position was 50 yard line.
The last possession, they get it, where you need to have a deep punt or deep kickoff. And they get it at the 48.
Dude, they were at the 48.
And I'm like, okay,
line.
This game, I literally said this game's over because they're going to get 10 yards, kick
well,
a field goal.
That's what I said. I'm sitting there
off
watching the game, and
the
I
game
said
was over.
One first down. And then, of course, they gave up the slant to Amon-Ra, and he takes it inside the 15 and, you know, cancel Christmas. That's a wrap. Jameer
Shoddy.
Walks
Shoddy
in.
Shoddy calls his first challenge.
I mean, what's he? No, his play was there. No, it's out of bounds. It's out of bounds. I mean.
First challenge of the year.
I'm not, for as good as Shoddy's been this year, all right, Shoddy got out-coached last night.
Oh, yeah.
In a big-time way.
So did Eberflus got spanked.
Eberflus, I'm done with. I'm sorry, but I'm done with Eberflus. Sweet Willie C, we love you as a human being. We're upset that your doppelganger might be the worst defensive coordinator in football. I don't ever want to see Matt Eberflus in a Cowboy blazer or wind jacket or whatever the hell he's wearing.
He does wear the rain jacket a lot.
He loves the rain jacket. I mean, hey, God bless him. Maybe they can give him 5 extras on the way out, but I don't want to see Matt Eberflus because he has proven that he can't scheme anything up.
Also, another point that people are mad about, the snap counts from the linebackers. Overshown 47, he's your best linebacker. Kenneth Murray, 36 snaps. Logan Wilson, 26, and Schottenheimer said the Cowboys are getting positive play from Murray and Logan Wilson.
No, they're not.
They like the physicality of Murray. Their snap caps will remain the same. Their snap counts will remain the same. I don't know why you brought in Logan Wilson.
Why did you bring him in then?
If you thought Kenneth Murray was so great.
Just because you were down a white linebacker, so you figured let's go and grab another one to kind of, you know,
I thought he was supposed
around.
To usurp him. Green Dotton, because Kenneth Murray is awful.
Kenneth Murray's...
If you have not seen the play of Montgomery running up the middle and Kenneth Murray legitimately like jumping 5 yards to the sideline for no reason, Gibbs running, there was probably 5 plays where the ball is coming right to him and he just jumps out of the way. I don't care. If you missed a tackle, we can clown you and be like, look at that. When you just jump out of the way as your middle linebacker, how am I going
to
win football games? What am I supposed to do?
He wants no part of contact, that linebacker room. Again, I don't know what we're going to get with Logan Wilson because we haven't seen him be the green dot.
Just overshown in the pips, I think.
It really is.
Because overshown, I thought, did have a good game. I thought he was.
I thought he was okay.
He was trying to make some tackles.
Like. I don't think he's where. I mean, he can say whatever he wants. Oh, the body's good. And I expect him to say that. We're not going to know. The overshown that we saw for 9 games last year, we won't see him again until next year.
No, also, we haven't talked about who was a no show in a big game? 92.
Oh. Quinnen Williams.
Fair is fair.
Send him back to the Jets after last night.
No, I didn't say that.
Now I'm being a smartass.
I still want Quinnen.
No. Everybody's due a bad game. I'll tell you when I knew Quinnen Williams was going to have a bad game, and I wished I could have taken my parlay back.
I've watched the first quarter. Can I rescind my parlay?
No, and it wasn't even that. It wasn't even that. And I almost texted you, and I got sidetracked when I saw him doing an interview before the game on Prime with the Prime crew. I thought we're cooked. This is not a good look. I don't need.
The Taylor Rooks one was cooked. I'm like CD and Pickens. I'm like, can we win this game first and do it?
You know, and that at least they did probably, you know, a day before or whatever it was. You know, this was on the field. He was on the field in his warm-ups, and even the Clarissa Thompson or whoever the hell her name is, she's like, oh, I know you've got a game. I just want to thank you for your time. And it's like, no, why?
What do you think about this text? Kenneth Murray looked like how a soccer goalie's guessing on a penalty kick.
Boy, that I'll tell you what. Go ahead, give that a bell ring, because that's about as accurate as – I mean – Jahmyr Gibbs, when he got shook out of his and again, as Kirk, and by the way, real quick.
Al Michaels is old, is that what you're going to say?
Kirk Herbstreit, first of all, he called Ferguson Spanford. Then Turpin gets a catch in the third or fourth quarter. He's like, there's his first catch of the night. No, that's his third catch of the night there, Kirk. I mean, Turpin had a couple catches in the first half. So those two were absolutely dreadful to listen to.
Al Michaels is yawning when we block
a
kick.
Al Michaels.
We block a kick to like keep it a one-score game. He's like, and they miss it. Yeah. Kind of a big play.
No, that's, again, I said this a couple days ago. I am an Al Michaels guy. His voice is still solid. But as far as just the enthusiasm, and Kirk Herbstreit is basically stuck playing off of him to where he doesn't even know what the hell he's saying. And oh, by the way, where's the production room? There's a big difference between Span Ford and Jake Ferguson. Like, just come and let's just get it right. And there's no shame in saying, oh, I'm sorry, that was Jake Ferguson, not Span Ford.
Can I flex my muscles for 1 second, then we'll get out of here?
Yeah.
When they started talking about the NBA for half a second, and they said, like, the Thunder are playing the Mavericks, and they're like, they're 21-1. And then Kirk and Al are like, oh, my God, they're 21-1. They've only lost one game. Who was it to? Your boy was screaming, Portland! Portland! And then they were like, well, we'll get that answer real quick. Oh, it was the Trailblazers.
Yeah, they don't look. They're not.
But I don't blame them. I would just give myself some flowers.
As you should. As you should. All right. Okay. What a better segue. We were going to talk NFL the next segment and do Mavs this last segment. Well, I'll tell you what. We're just going to flip the script. Mavs talk, NBA talk coming up next. Mavs are playing tonight. And we still don't know what we don't know about Derek Lively. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. All right. We've got an update here. 2 minutes to go in the first half of the American Championship. North Texas just punted the ball away. They are down to Tulane 17-7. So
don't sound
we'll
too
keep
excited.
You posted on. I'm just reading the score off, mm-hmm, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading. I did. What, did you sense? By the way, what is this? What was this? Our bootleg cable hookup? We got wire hanging here in the window. What do we got going on there?
I don't know because this TV doesn't even work. So Trevor? I honestly have no idea what's going on. Again, it's
hold on, I can't
look
hear.
Look at him though. He starts saying
you don't
TVs.
Have your ear, you're asking me questions. Oh. You only have your earbuds in, man.
Oh, I didn't expect you to respond so fast.
What do you mean? I'm quick, fast, in a hurry, in all the good ways.
That's what I heard. So we've just got a bootleg cable wire just hanging.
The TV doesn't even work. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. So
coming at the station.
I just work here.
Is that an Amazon Fire Stick?
Is that a Roku stick?
That's a Roku stick hanging there.
Direct to streaming.
At least we've got the TVs working here. Well, at least two of them anyway. So we do have the game on one of the televisions. So we'll keep you posted.
Should I put a halftime bet that UNT will come back and win?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the UN.
So funny.
Are they going to put 50 on them, huh? Yeah. Are we going to have score 49 points in the second half?
Think you're funny, huh?
I think I'm hilarious, actually.
Well, you're not.
Oh, all right.
UNT's going to come back and win.
I love the positivity. I mean, we thought the Cowboys were going to come back and win, and guess what?
See, he does a lot of this to not claim any team ever. Just poops on everyone else's team.
Win or loss,
I claim my team.
He is a Stars fan.
I am, and they're tied right now.
Yeah, what's the score?
1-1
Where
right
were you
now.
Watching the game at, huh?
Look at that. Watching Ross Lebinski bebopping around.
We never see him.
Well, he's the new
Ruben.
He's
moved up. Good for Ross.
Come in here real quick. Come on. Don't be a stranger.
We never get to see.
Come on in, man. Jump on the. You're no stranger to a microphone. You're no stranger. Yeah. Now you got to make sure you're using the right one.
I've got them all potted up.
Ross has aged 10 years since the last time we saw him.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Look at the evolution right before our eyes.
Well, in that and the fact I'm actually wearing jeans to work day in and day out. That's like the biggest adjustment.
You are.
Did you underestimate Ruben's job?
I really did, honestly, because it's like. setting up and tearing down, like, it's one thing, but it's like,
that's what she
you
said.
Know, mm. once you, like, have those issues in yeah. real time, you have to solve them. Like, that's when, like, the panic starts to set in.
Mm. Are you upset and or disappointed that those times that you would be on either G-Bag or Sean and RJ, and what, you know, just you being you would lead to a G-Bag of the Day nomination. Are you disappointed that those opportunities will now come fewer and far between?
You know, honestly, like, for me, it's like CrowdStrike Day, that's like my Vietnam. Like, that was like the one day I have ever left work and cried on my drive home.
Yeah.
Are
we talking about the day that he read the callers? Is that was my favorite?
No, that was a different day.
That was my favorite Ross Levinsky moment ever, when you read the callers.
The day you were filling in for Lucius, and Lucius was on, was it Cheeseburgers in Paradise, wherever the hell
yeah,
these guys were at?
I think that was CrowdStrike Day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... It
was just rough. I mean, you were trying to play audio, it wouldn't play, and
it's like one of those things where, like, you're supposed to, like, laugh it off, but to me that's like mortifying.
Yeah,
so,
no, you definitely sounded like you were a little tense.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was sweating bullets that day. But no, I do miss it. I kinda talked with Medford about it, you know, there's something
he's always positive
about, like, and I told him this, like, I've never, like, hosted, like, do what y'all do, but I was like, there's just something about being at a board where you're just kind of, like, on edge a little bit. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Talking at any given moment.
Yeah. But it's also, and he even said this, it's like, but when something goes wrong, and, like, for instance, y'all would both look at, like, say, Trevor right now, and then that's when the sweating profusely starts happening, and you have to real time.
Trevor does sweat
a
lot.
I was going to say, we're used to it by now with the rotating cavalcade of producers that we have on a nightly basis. But all right, real quick, what's been the best part of the new gig?
Man, I tell you what, it's really fun to go out and meet the Tolos, because
it's true.
You know, you're behind a board. You don't obviously get those kinds of opportunities.
They don't know you. They know you, but they don't know you.
Exactly. And, like, that's, like, the weirdest but also funniest part is, like, you go out and you do these things and people are like, oh, you're Ross. And you're like,
hey, so I have to ask 877-881-1053. Have you met Ross yet?
Yeah.
Yes or no? I've met Ross in person, or no, I haven't met Ross, or I was there and I didn't know it was Ross.
You would know if you met me, because I'm always going to be the most attractive person there.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead and ring that bell quick. Okay, that's a perfect segue, because I was actually getting ready to ask, have you met any female Tolos yet?
You know, I actually brought some Tiff's treats.
Oh, I bought some up here.
You bought one? They're waiting in the car, actually. They're in the van, so actually, I've said too much.
I've got a whole, like, groupies group downstairs.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, just going out and meeting all of the good people, and like it's just really rewarding when, like, you meet someone and they're like, oh, I've been listening to y'all for years. I love the work that y'all do.
How much,
like,
did Tim pay you to say that?
Not enough, that's for sure.
Let's get him off the mic before we.
But hey, great seeing y'all. Good
that's
to be
a bell
back
ring.
With y'all. Love y'all. Miss y'all.
Ross Lubinsky, everybody. There you have it. He is the new Ruben Portillo. Great work by him, as always, if you go out to a remote. Now, you won't see me and Blake out there, but when you go to a remote, you will see Ross Lubinsky, and make sure you give him a high five from Fan After Dark. All right, real quick. Just looking at the modified clock we have in the corner of the computer here.
Time.
We got a few minutes.
Can we say something positive? I've been on edge.
Cooper Flagg has been a dog.
And I've been tense. There's been nothing good to say about this Cowboys, and it just frustrates me. We're going to go on rants if we do it.
Yeah.
So I need something non-Cowboys related. What you got for me?
Cooper Flagg, bro. That's what I got. Does anybody want to text in or say something about Cooper Flagg when y'all haters in the first couple of weeks?
This guy's
a bust. I can't. But look, I get it. Luka notwithstanding, I told y'all from the jump Cooper was going to be him. Cooper is him. I think the real exciting part about all this is that
does he have a running mate now?
Ryan Nemhard, put some respect on his name. Shout out to the 972-469. I can't remember where homeboy was from when he's been calling out that this guy's playing like Jalen Brunson. Me and Blake, in unison, crapped all over that take. And then he went out and scored 28 points that night. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And hey, followed it up with another double
digit. And then had another great night the next night and was the first rookie in NBA history, basically since they started keeping stats, the first undrafted rookie in NBA history to have, what, 20 or over 15 points and 5 assists, 10 assists, whatever it was, on 2 consecutive nights with 0 turnovers.
And the Mavericks do play tonight.
Yes, ah!
In Oklahoma City to the 21-1. Oklahoma City Thunder.
And you've already rattled off who that loss was to, the Fighting Chauncey Billups, a.k.a., you know, be careful who you go play poker with.
You want to guess the starting lineup? I think you can get it right.
For the
actually,
Mavs?
You know what? Let's get this guy. You know it. You know it. It's the same.
I was going to say, I feel pretty confident on
Trevor
who
the Creator.
That would be. Yeah, because no PJ and no Gafford tonight.
Starting lineup
we'll
tonight.
Give you we'll give you that much. No PJ, no Gafford. And no,
what is he looking at his computer for?
Well, I already knew that. I was about to cheat. That's what I
wow. Sorry. I mean, just like straight
exactly.
Up.
Listen, but at least I'm honest about it.
Well,
I
just
mean,
don't cheat.
Okay. I was going to say I knew PJ
Ross
and Gafford.
Ross never cheated.
Yeah. Just get the answer wrong.
That's why. Why do you think he got promoted? Hello?
Okay. Starting lineup.
Fair.
Let's go Nembhard for sure.
Okay.
Flag. Is now, it's not a back to back, but AD's played several games in a row. Was he tired?
AD is not on the injury report anymore.
Okay, so is he starting?
Well, if he's on the injury report, I hope he's starting.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not
starting?
On the injury report.
You gotta ring the bell. That's how I know that.
Well, you
I
said you didn't confirm.
AD
stand on business.
There's
three.
I'm standing.
Two more.
On yeah.
Two more. On phone right. Book.
I've already said. I said Flag. I said Nembhard. AD.
Those are really the only three Mavericks players he knows. So
Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams will be coming off the bench tonight.
Okay. Let's go.
If you get this one wrong, I'll give you a hint after this.
Who's the other guy? Max Christie?
There we go. One more. Think PJ adjacent.
Well, that's my next. Clay Thompson.
That's a good guess. Incorrect. But I'm not mad at you for that one. Not mad at you for that one because he has started. Think very PJ Washington-esque. His mini version.
Cisco, whatever that kid's name, you know what I'm talking. You know who I'm
Cisco,
talking.
like the band, like the group, that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
I've been listening to
Were you thinking of the thong song?
That's what
is that what you were thinking?
I've heard
of?
The AI
you
version
creep?
Of it, and it goes hard. So
say his name again.
This dude said Cisco.
What is his name?
We got a new player starting now.
Love it when I'm in the
His name is.
Love it when I'm in the
Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me that.
His name is Musa Cisse.
Yeah.
But you're still wrong.
Said Cisco.
Yeah, who's? I don't know who would be the fourth. I mean, I'll probably be mad at myself when he says it.
His last name is, you can go to a store where you can find great deals.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Think of the military. Think of military like ranks. High up, right? High up?
Hey, no, that's
not high up.
It's Najee Marshall.
There we go.
Ross with the assist.
Ross is like, Najee, bro.
This is taking entirely too. Marshall's is what got him right there. Marshall's what got him.
But either way, that's the starting lineup going against SGA, Cason Wallace, both Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. You want to guess what the spread is? This game is about to start.
Get
a break. 15.5.
Okay. I can live with that. You know what? Give me
the spread.
Give me Mavericks and the points.
I'll say
Me Mavericks and the points.
I think this is the game Ryan Nemhard comes back down.
Oh, no. He's. Oh, look.
Against the Thunder?
9.5 over under.
I would take the over on turnovers, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's going to get pressured. They're probably going to full court press him.
I would think so.
SGA and Cason Wallace, they're going to hound him. All right, kid.
No, this will be his welcome to the NBA moment. I would expect D'Lo.
Yes.
To probably get
D'Lo could
17
probably,
to 20 minutes. He might hit 20 minutes tonight.
Yeah, I would assume D'Lo's like, hey, we need someone that's, for better or worse.
I mean, he's a veteran. He's been there. He's done that. Now, look, will he have 7 turnovers? Probably, but might he go 9 of 15 shooting? I could see that as well. All right, coming up next, you guys know what time it is. It's been a while since we've done this. We didn't do it the other night. It's time to do it once again. It's time for a little Fair or Foul right here on Fan After Dark. It's a Friday night, y'all. 17-7, fourth and goal, North Texas Tulane. We got Mavericks OKC about to tip off. We've got the YouTube video up over here. We're probably about to put that on the back burner for a little bit so we can watch a little Mavericks basketball. And did Tulane just push it? Looks like they did. Touchdown, Tulane. 23-7 right now is the score, pending the extra point. If that extra point goes through, Jake Retzlaff getting the last laugh on these mean green from North Texas. Am I right? Huh? Anybody? Where's all that mean green love I was hearing from a couple days ago? Because it's obvious. It's The silence is deafening here in the studio.
What time does Kansas play?
The silence is deafening. Sunday, we play against Mizzou. Number one overall pick, or soon to be number one overall pick, Darren Peterson, is expected to play on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
we're still worried
there
about football.
You have it. Well, you should be, because you guys are getting your ass kicked right now, 24-7.
I know you're not laughing back there. Claim a team. No, claim a team. Don't be chuckling back there.
Everybody knows
don't be chuckling back there.
And you're not even, I agree with Fred, where you guys, y'all don't rep nothing. You got these North Texas stuff in here, but y'all don't care.
Thank you.
Nobody went to the North Texas game except Carter. Mm-hmm. He's the only one, and he went to Oklahoma.
I was working.
I mean, get out of here. You went to a Texas game. You flew to Georgia for a Texas game.
See my dad.
With your father.
To see my dad.
Yes, but he could fly here to come see North Texas.
Who wants to do that? No one's doing that. Let's be honest. No one's flying to
this
UNC
is what I'm
for
saying.
A North Texas game.
This is what I'm saying. That's why. And again, the reason your coach doesn't even care enough. He's going to another team.
Now,
your quarterback
in fairness,
doesn't care enough because he's going to go to another team.
Has he left or is he in the game right now?
No, I think he's coaching right now. That said, though, not so fast, my friends. They are reviewing this touchdown.
The UNT is going to win. I already said it. Y'all can pom-pom. It's easy to talk smack when you're up.
I mean, I've actually been saying it all week.
I'm talking about this guy in the Pimp Cup that all of a sudden has got this hate for UNT.
No, because you're coming after me. That's what I'm saying.
Because you're over there key-keying and laughing, not claiming a team.
Key-keying.
Fred can do it because he claims Kansas so I can bust his balls over that pause.
Fair.
You, on the other hand, I haven't heard you claim a team.
Because I didn't graduate from anywhere, and Texas is it, and I don't want to be a blowhard for Texas when I didn't graduate from there.
You could be a blowhard for anyone, whatever school you rep.
Which is the Texas Longhorns. Go Longhorns, but we're probably not getting in unless, you know, some shenanigans happen.
I do think the fact that they have them at number 13 was interesting. Now, I could see this touchdown getting called back.
Was it fourth down?
It was fourth down. And plus, it's not only is it fourth down, but it's the end of the quarter as well. Or
but the call on the field was a touchdown.
The call on the field was a touchdown, so it will be hard to overturn. I don't know if there's enough evidence to overturn it. Let's see here. Ruling on field, touchdown. We're still waiting on the I mean, these reviews. For crying out loud, people. All right, here we go. You guys know what that music means. It's time for a little fair or foul. I know I don't have to worry about Blake when it comes to this little nugget that we're about to divulge here, but there are a growing number of folks out there that this may pertain to. I'm not saying it's you.
You're eyeing me real hard there, brother.
I'm not saying it's you. These fingers crossed, especially after you were so nice about loving up Tulane after that. New social research reveals a significant shift in dating and relationship patterns among young men. Data shows that the number of men age 25 and older who have never had sex is now at its highest recorded level. Economists and sociologists point to several contributing factors, including digital isolation, declining social confidence, financial pressures, and reduced in-person community interaction. Increased dependence on technology has also changed how people form connections. Experts say the trend reflects broader cultural changes in modern relationships. They warn that the long-term social effects of this shift are only beginning to be understood. Fair foul, the number of men over 25 that are virgins are at an all-time high.
Let's go to Mr. Talks-a-Lot and the Pimp Cup.
Mr. Why? Listen. Anyway. I think that is foul. I think that
you're not in that group, are you? can we confirm that real quick before we continue?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but I think it's foul.
No, you're not in this group.
I am not in that group.
Okay,
I'm not one in that group.
Give him a bell
actually,
ring.
Actually, no,
just to be
don't, because I don't
side,
want my grandma to think.
Your
grandma,
anyway. You know what? I think grandma would think a lot worse of you if she didn't think you were getting no boonana right now. Okay,
but. I think it is foul merely from the standpoint of relationships, because I think relationships are hard. They suck. They stink. They're difficult, especially from a man's side, from a woman's side. So, again, I think that's the problem, is that we are okay. I mean, gosh, I have a buddy. Literally, I have a buddy that he goes to AI now when he has questions and needs to think them out.
We all do.
I think
that's that weird.
But why not call Trevor? Why not call your friend to be able to talk?
Judgment.
But if you're that close to your buddy, then that judgment shouldn't be there.
Yeah, fair.
Like, and that's I think that's the problem.
What the question is
now: do we think he's a virgin?
No, he's married. He's got three kids.
Okay, he knows he had sex at least three times.
Well, there you go.
Well, then that's why he's not going to you with his marriage problems.
Well, I don't
because then you're in his marriage.
No, he's telling me like I was trying to think this out, and I'm just going to I think the fact that technology has gotten so great and amazing at what it does. Because again, I've asked questions, but I'm like, man, this feels weird. Like, that's for me.
I think
the relationship with women, like, you're talking to a digital. Have you ever seen the movie Her?
With Joaquin Phoenix? Yeah, I know what movie you're
Scarlett
talking
Johansson.
About. I mean, that movie was about 10 years ahead of its time. It really was.
Way ahead of its time, but it is, if you go watch it now, I watched it a couple months back. It is valid.
No, it's crazy.
So valid.
Because that movie seemed insane when it came out a decade ago, and you're thinking, that'll never happen. And now it's like, as we're seeing here, I think it's uber foul. All right. I think it's absolutely uber foul. I told my son a long time ago when he was like 13 years old, I said, look, bro, get off the porn. All right. Get away from it. It's not helping you out at all. It's actually only going to make things worse. And if you can make a woman laugh, you're in. Done. End of story.
I don't know about that one.
Please.
I'm hilarious.
Please. Well, you're obviously them jokes ain't hitting then.
Nothing's hitting.
Yeah, you ain't.
I'm telling you right now, you make a woman laugh, cancel Christmas. It's over. You're done. You're hitting that sooner rather than later. Period. Sure. Unless it's like a mercy laugh. Unless it's just like,
Well, maybe it's a lot of that. Maybe I'm not funny. I don't know. We'll see.
Fair or foul, Blake?
I think it's fair.
That dudes over 25 aren't getting any play is at an all-time high?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I can't relate, but it's fair.
That's all you were trying to set that up as. That's the only day
thing. That's the only thing he was looking to do was set that up. I mean, I can't speak to what these guys are going through because I've been that dude.
I've been there. And I'll say this, man. There's always someone that can help. Maybe I can be that person for you, personal coach. Start doing that on the side.
I don't know.
Oh, this is that's foul.
Maybe being a personal coach on the side?
I think guys need to get off the video games. I think a couple things are at play right here.
All too
right?
Many good games coming out.
I think you got too many video games. Dudes, I mean, and I saw this firsthand when I used to work in oil and gas and I was an operations manager and we had a bunch of 20-something dudes who were talking about having ED. Okay? Like, what? You're in your early 20s and already get off the video game. Tell you what, when I see a woman that's, you know, if I see a woman in her profile and she says, "Oh, I'm a gamer," I'm done. No, thank you. I'm sorry. I ain't doing that. Get out. You and I did this on like number of things we do here on Fan After Dark where we'll suggest something and then we forget about it like a week later. I think guys, and look, it's target rich right now, by the way, boys, okay? If you're a guy listening to this program right now, all right, this is as vulnerable and as target rich a time of the year as there is, okay? It's fish in a barrel time, boys, okay? It is fish in a free at bats.
But this is
all day.
Because my pushback is that if you're just trying to hit it and quit it, like to put it simply,
yeah.
Like sure. But like again, I think a lot of guys want that relationship.
But how do you know unless you're trying to hit it? I mean, this idea, I'm telling you what, if I have one more woman, well, what's your intention? I just met you. Let's have sex first, then I'll decide. What's wrong with that strategy?
The thoughts of Fred Davis do not reflect the Fan After Dark.
Okay.
Fred Davis is alone on this one.
Let's see. Because if we can't physically bond, what are we doing?
Mm. Trevor, you want to take it?
We just going to sit there and talk to each other all day?
I just don't know how deep we're going to go. It'd be too long of a segment for us to be able to.
Give us a minute synopsis. We're on the same page.
Again, I think there's a relationship side of it, and I think that is that's what this is talking about. Is it's talking about the relationship side, about having communication and talking to people, because these guys are obviously
you
having
issues. You don't have
to
be a relationship to hit some skins every now and again.
But that's what I'm saying, is that that's the difference, though. I think that's the problem with the guys that are having these issues, or they're not, like, they want
cowards.
To talk to somebody.
Cowards.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like to me.
That's
grow
rough.
A pair.
That's
grow
rough,
a pair.
Fred.
Okay,
that's
grow
rough.
A pair. You know what? You know what men were put on earth to do?
Wow.
Procreate.
Wow.
Do it. Stop being a wuss. I'm sitting on my video game. Boom, 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 boom. I gotta go swipe left and swipe right because I can't talk to anybody. Boom, 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 boom. You know what? It is fair. All right. It is fair. Wusses. Wusses. Okay.
If you're
25, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Here.
If you're 25 and older and you're still a virgin, unless you're doing it for religious purposes, I don't know what to tell you. You better get a hobby because it's going to be a minute. Okay? Tell you what, you better latch on them AI women, all right? And then when the birth rates are declining, now we'll know why. Got a bunch of dudes that don't want to be men.
You're
all
funny.
Right. Fair or foul. That is Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. That's the one, the only Mr. Trevor, the creator. All right, when we come back, let's do a little NFL stack. We will do NFL picks, and then we will break out a little devil's advocate with one Mr. Trevor, the creator. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is A Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.